All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. Pizza Mind here, and I am in trouble. Apparently, I've been saying some things that maybe not be politically correct in whatever year this is. Not that I really care, but we're going to have a chaperone with me today. So Super Producer Tivo is going to be my co-host today. Tivo, welcome to the 101 podcast, or whatever this podcast is called today.
Oh, thanks, Pizza. Yeah, we miss Bryce. I know you get a little lonely when Bryce isn't around, so we thought we'd turn my mic on today.
Yeah, I do. He's the yin to my yang. He's definitely the leash for my handler. And in addition to that, we need to coach me on how to, you know, communicate better in the political climate that we live in today. So one of the things that we're doing is we're bringing on a good friend of ours, Samantha Yap from Yap Global, to try and help me out a little bit. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Hello, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
I think she knows you well, so I think it's a good guest to bring on because she will she'll coach you up. I know you guys have run into each other at the events in the past, so I'm sure she has some pointers for you and can put you in the right direction. Yeah.
I was definitely on my best behavior when we met last year at Token 2049. Not always on my best behavior here on the podcast, but Tivo, what do you think just in general, listening behind the scenes all the time?
I think you guys are way smarter than me. Which is great, which is part of what we do, right? We educate. So I've learned a ton. This will be my first full year with you guys. So I started back in September and now we're in January. So excited to start my first full year. But yeah, I mean, you always want to surround yourself with people smarter than yourself. And I think this is a perfect job for me because that's all we do here is interview smart people and you guys are smart. So I'm excited to be here.
I feel the same way about our guests all the time. So we're in perfect synergy there. I'm already going to mark that down as a plus. Bryce, I got synergy going. And Samantha, how are you doing today? Just the beginning of 2023. Mm-hmm. What's going on in your world?
Yeah, firstly, I want to say thank you guys for having me on the show, or should I say engaging me for the next 30 minutes while I help you with your crisis comms. Because you're in trouble, right? but 2023, really excited. We are, you know, in the depths of this bear market, but it doesn't feel like one in a way. I mean, it's quieter. And yes, we're here. We're seeing all the after effects of that, the FTX contagion. But that is the least interesting thing to us. There's so much tech still building. So excited for a few things this year in the development in the DeFi, you know, innovation side, the Web3 technology development, and especially also with regenerative finance. That's something new. Well, it's not new, but it's been cooking for a while. So yeah, a few things to be excited about, but yeah, back to comms. What can I help you with? What do you want to know about comms and crisis comms?
I would be the wrong person to ask for that, I guess. Maybe Tivo, if you have any questions about content or comms.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to this stuff, specifically like blockchain, crypto, you definitely have a base of knowledge, right? So when you're putting out content, you kind of know that these people are looking for it. But when somebody comes to you and is looking for your help of a PR manager, most people probably don't know they need a PR manager until they need it. But when you come in your team and you evaluate the tech or you evaluate the company or the project, you know, what are your first steps of, you know, what you're looking at to kind of evaluate them to say, okay, I think we should start here and then grow your content or comms plan?
Yeah. I mean, before I answer that question, like, let me just like, do a quick, you know, introduction for those who don't know, you know, myself and Yap Global, but Yap Global is a crypto PR agency where we're a global team and we focus on helping crypto, Web3 and DeFi teams tell their stories and particularly tell their stories to the media. I've been doing this for 5 years. Before this, I was a journalist. So, you know, comms, writing, storytelling has always been in my like DNA in my career. So, I am very passionate about crypto. This space has evolved and is constantly evolving, and it is very complex. So when looking for a PR manager, if you're a founder or you're the CEO of a company, a lot of your job is communicating. To the press is one thing, but to your community, and especially in crypto, you're not just communicating to your stakeholders, but yeah, you might have a Discord channel, a Telegram community, your Twitter following, and there's all these messages that you need to put out every day. What do you say? How do you say it? This is the support and help that we provide, because sometimes you just need that guidance. It doesn't come naturally to everyone. Knowing what to say, or even just being strategic about it. Like, say you've got an upcoming announcement and you want to tease it. What do you say if you can't reveal the full story? So that's what we help with. In terms of like timing, TiVo, good question, because in some cases we actually only get contacted when like a crisis hits or when they need help. But I'm trying to find a parallel, but
I feel like would now be an interesting time. Obviously, like you said, the FTX contagion, it's going through still to this day, but a lot of great projects and a lot of great companies are getting caught up in the black eye of crypto per se. So yeah. I'm sure you guys might be busier than ever. So is that something that kind of has come your way?
Yeah. But, I have the analogy. It's like, when you want to work on your body, right? Maybe some people need to hire a personal trainer. And you need a personal trainer to tell you kind of like to exercise and do your drills. And then maybe in 6 months, you'll see like the results of whatever you want to work on, like better cardio, weight loss, all those things. With PR, it's the exact same thing with comms. Sometimes people just like contact you and go, all right, like we immediately want to put out the statement. We immediately want to talk to these like mainstream media, but it doesn't happen overnight. You can't have like all the glory and all the results, with short notice. So yeah. And also in a crisis situation like this with the FTX contagion, yes, some companies do need help with crisis comms. I mean, Twitter has been this platform where people have been putting statements, open letters, all these things. But, what's the best way to get the media's attention but also get the attention of your party, the other party? So there's just a whole range of communication things that you need to consider. And that's what a PR team can help you with.
What do you make of that open letter that the Winklevoss twins put out about DCG and Barry Silbert?
I was just going to say
PR that. Did their PR manager clear that? What is your opinion?
I am not sure. Obviously, I'm not involved in the situation. But yeah, that is a very public, open statement and an open letter to Barry Silbert. So they must have been thought into that. I mean, I hope it was a long letter, so then it must have been looked through by lawyer. Well, it should have been looked through by lawyers. If it hasn't, it must have been looked through by a comms team, and they must have understood the risks behind it. I think the interesting thing is it does concern retail, customers. I think was it 34,000. So maybe that's also part of it. Like you got to also, it's a way to also show your customers that you are taking action. But I don't know. We don't know the situation. I don't want to like speculate, but it could be maybe they're not getting the response from DCG.
They're definitely not getting the response. So we're recording this today, January 10th. I don't know if you saw this 3 hours ago. So this morning, Cameron Winklevoss tweeted another letter, an open letter to the board of DCG, and it's twice as long as the first letter last week. So yeah. I haven't read through it yet, but they just keep writing these open letters. So.
I think it's really important to note that in the grand scheme of things, this is all just a bunch of noise, and it's an attempt to shake people out of their positions so they can drop prices lower and accumulate. It's billionaires fighting with billionaires playing billionaire games. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what it is. If you're a believer in crypto, just simply go on vacation. Now's a great time to take a vacation and just simply ignore all this stuff. We're if we're not at the bottom yet, we're much, much, much closer to it than we were at this time last year. That's for sure. So I would say most of the pain and punishment is over, and there's just a lot of like bleed out still to do. And whoever doesn't bleed out and die during this year is going to be around to make it for the good times to come after this. Because that's just how it works. The game is rigged. Market cycles have existed for over 100 years, and they will continue to exist in that way. So if you know how the game is played, you don't have to worry too much about it.
Yeah. But as I said as well at the start, like, this is the least interesting thing to follow and track right now. I mean, what's important, if people do believe in the technology and, you know, they're here for what it can enable, whether it's the future of money, whether it's the future of, you know, what Web3 technology can enable in terms of, like, you know, giving people more ownership of platforms and applications. That's what this is all about. So it's time to just get back to what's productive. I would be paying attention to the different, like, ecosystems and what they're building. I've been seeing a lot of traction on Polygon, people using Polygon for real world use cases, but also, you know, deep in the industry, there's also like the Cosmos ecosystem that's growing. Also the Ethereum, there's a bunch of applications being built on Ethereum still that are growing in DeFi and Web3. So that is what I think we should continue to pay attention of.
Hey guys, TiVo here to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock, a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell all in one. That's right, 3-in-1 for triple the security. It's easy to install. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It gives you keyless entry, so no more fumbling your keys when you have your hands full coming back from the grocery store. No more worry about the kids losing a house key. No more worry about a guest losing the house key or forgetting the passcode on your door. And for Airbnbers, it's a no-brainer, as you can change the passcode at will between renters. It has available fingerprint recognition, and it has AI self-learning chip, so the more you use it, the more accurate it's going to be. You will have no anxiety with the battery charging. It is a rechargeable battery, and it lasts around 4 months, but don't worry, when it's low, it'll give you plenty of weeks' notice, and also, it always comes with a physical key as a backup. There's no monthly fee. Unlike other brands that charge you a monthly fee to get your backup recordings, they're always recorded locally and you will always have access. Customer support for the Eufy Video Lock is 24/7, so you don't have to worry about any issues you have, and it comes with an 18-month warranty. What I love about this product is it's truly all-in-one with the 3-in-1. You don't have to go out and buy multiple parts. It's all in this package with the Eufy Video Lock. So if you're interested in learning more, go on Amazon and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock. Again, that's EUFY Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock. Get complete control over your front door.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Yeah, very much so. Now, if anyone went to more conferences than I did last year, it was probably you and your team.
Yes, and my team, not just me. I can't go to all the conferences, but I have team members that I send around the world. Yes,
you do. And I've been very fortunate to meet many of them, and they've facilitated many of the tickets that I got. So I wanted to say thank you personally for helping me in my own endeavors. And the difference that you and your team have made on our podcast has been tremendous as well. You send us a lot of great guests. So, you know, your vetting process for who you work with helps us indirectly, but in a very, very strong way. So going to all these conferences that you and your team were able to do and they report back to you, you've seen the same thing I did where it doesn't even look like a bear market. Yeah. These places are absolutely packed.
Yeah.
And tickets are gone just like that. And there's, you know, like no interview space. Like whoever put on all these events expected a bear market and ended up just getting rushed.
Yeah.
What are you seeing besides just a ton of people in this bear market? What are some of the other notes that you've taken away from the conference tours last year that you're going to be applying to this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the tech. It's all about the technology. And it, I also think the benefit of conferences is gathering communities together. So it's the growth of these communities behind these applications. I always use this example, like if you think about it, okay, when Apple grew or when Amazon grew, Amazon didn't have a Discord channel with a growing community, and neither did Apple, right? So they were like, these were centralized organizations that obviously grew great products and great services. But, you know, now conferences are a really big part of the success of these crypto ecosystems. So they do need like gatherings. So that's why over the last year, you've seen, you know, there's been a Solana conference, a Near conference. There's even like, you know, I've heard there's like AxieCon, there's Cosmoverse. And then not to mention all the Ethereum conferences like DevCon, ECC, Ethember. So they gather communities together. So it very much thrives on these gatherings. The other thing is developers, attracting more developers, because without developers building the tech, this industry will not survive. So I think that's why hackathons, Biddle Weeks are really important. And I think that's why these conferences are still very relevant going into the next few years.
So I have a question. When you get a client, I think I asked you this before we started, kind of like what's the evaluation process of what their needs are? Do you have like a general base of like, okay, each client that we come in, like we know we want to get them on, you know, this, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or blogs or podcasts, or do you have like an intake process? If somebody comes to you and is, hey, we're looking for PR, we're looking for help, you know, how do you break down that project and decide where they need to go?
Yeah, good question. So yeah, it's a very, it's tailored to the client. So, a lot of PR is supposed to serve their business needs and their business objectives. So when we bring in a client, we usually have an onboarding process, and we do kind of like a workshop, more like a brainstorming workshop. And what we do is we talk through, okay, like, you know, what does the media say about you? What are your competitors saying? And then what is your business objectives? What is your unique selling point? And then we then shape a plan and a strategy, and we go, all right, if you really want to go after this community, then it's best that you put a story about this or you write about this. So we have, it takes about 2 weeks to workshop these things, and then we usually have a plan. And then every month we just, you know, we constantly pitch. And as I said, remember that personal trainer analogy? It's like every month there's some consistent work on comms, getting your story out. And then in 6 months, hopefully you get that big PR splash, that big PR announcement, you know? That's what PR is.
And are there any, what do you see for Web3 crypto, the space we're in? What areas are best served for getting the most eyeballs right now? Obviously each plan, just like a personal trainer analogy, stick with it, is, you know, if you want bigger arms, we're going to do arms. If you want legs, we're going to do squats. But just in general, where do you see a lot of activity or the most?
Twitter. That's why all these open letters are being posted on Twitter. What is the medium that everyone's posting statements on, or threads, or, you know, I feel like Twitter is the first place that people go to. So we track Twitter a lot, and we monitor also what, you know, what other people are saying about our clients. So in addition to doing media monitoring, where we go, okay, what is CoinDesk? What is the block saying? What is Bloomberg saying about our client? A lot of the, like, shifting the narrative also comes hand in hand with shifting the Twitter narrative. So I think that's one thing that is key and is what works hand in hand with PR. So because a lot of the news in crypto does break on Twitter. I mean, whole FTX uncovering and collapse, all the scoops, the insights, it all came, okay, not all, but like most of the information, most of the stories just broke there. And if it broke somewhere else, that will be the first place you read about it before you read Bloomberg or Reuters or, you know, any other publication. So tracking that is also very important. But what I would say is that's why you need a PR team, because if you're a founder, if you're a builder, you're busy focusing on your tech, you're busy growing your team and you know, working on your product launches. You need like a separate team. And that's what we are. We're like a separate concierge that's kind of like looking outward and on the surface. Because yeah, that's why I'm sending my team to different conferences in case our clients can't make it and we go, hey, this is what we heard on the ground, this is what we saw, this is the journalist that's covering this, and next time you're at this conference, then we'll connect you with them. So yeah, that PR, having a PR team, having a comms team, it's like it's an extension of your team that's looking outward, not so much inward, because that's what you specialize in.
What are some of the most common mistakes that you see when you hire on a new client, and what are the remedies that you tell them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that PR does take time. Like it is commitment. So back to my personal trainer analogy, you got to do the work as well. I mean, we help you make it a little easier and we make it more efficient. But the work and the comms and the thinking and the, like, you know, we come up with strategies, but ultimately it's the client also making those statements. So I guess, yeah, misunderstanding, clients think that we're not advertising and we're not marketing. If we're advertising and marketing, you can just pay us and we'll land your ads. Easy, kind of. If you've got money, you can pay for ads. But if you really want to earn your place in a Bloomberg article or be a go-to source for a Financial Times journalist on crypto, you've got to build and work on your relationships with the press. And we're kind of there helping make that happen, but it's not an overnight thing. So yeah, one of the main misconceptions is the time. People do, if you're not prepared to engage a PR team, then yeah, think of hiring maybe a marketing manager or a PR or a comms manager. And then an agency makes sense.
So who in your team, who are you proud of? You're the PR person, right? Who's in 2023, who should we be looking for? Who's making the most progress? Who are you the most excited about that's in your Yap family that you think has a big 2023 ahead?
Well, we very fortunate to be working with ENS Labs. So I think if we really want mainstream adoption of Web3, I think it's something as basic as, like, you know, a domain name for your, like, ETH wallet that is gonna really bridge a lot of the normie world to the Web3 world. You're starting to see brands kind of, you know, have a .eth. So quite excited to see what happens there. I think in the tech side, like Ethereum tech side, Ethereum staking, I think over the last few years, banks already have crypto assets as part of their, you know, portfolio of assets, you know, that they're offering now. Obviously, there's, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum is the main ones. But then the next stage is what you do with those assets. And I think ETH staking, Ethereum staking, is going to be interesting, because what you're seeing now is institutional-grade Ethereum staking. So imagine, yeah, large traditional financial institutions offer, imagine them offering staking services. That would be huge. So we work with Lido Finance, for example, and help the team behind, like, you know, that. So it'd be interesting to see what they do.
Follow-up question, what you said, the main bigger institutions. Have you had any other PR firms or other bigger institutions reach out to you guys at Yap because you specialize in Web3 and have people like poking around, you know, obviously maybe not to hire you per se, but like in that PR family, you know, maybe somebody who's in traditional finance type of thing. If anybody, you know, reached out to you guys.
Or traditional media for that matter.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, traditional media is something that we're aiming to support. In terms of like, you know, traditional PR firms, it's interesting. We've actually received referrals from them because sometimes they actually recognize that they're like, well, we don't have the crypto savvy knowledge to handle this, and maybe this client's not that important to them. So, or maybe not a priority for them. So, we do get referred business from, you know, larger PR partners. So we always appreciate that. Yeah, in terms of our size, we are like, you know, we're 25 people, but we want to continue growing. I think as long as we're keeping on the edge of development in the space, I think there is going to be a growing and increased demand for my team's knowledge, expertise, and services.
I think one or two companies that really could have helped or could have used your help was, you know, when the Sam Bankman-Fried story, you know, started unfolding and he got arrested. You see these fluff pieces put out by the New York Times and Forbes, you know, wanting to almost paint him as the victim of circumstance. And, you know, oh, this poor guy, you know, his life is over now when he's, you know, destroyed so many other thousands of lives by his own hand. And it really just annihilated any kind of journalistic integrity that these firms had. At this point, you know, someone connected to crypto overlooking these articles before they went out and saying, hey, this is suicide, would have been really, really valuable to these, you know, these firms unless they completely ignored it. You know, what's the, I mean, we talk about doing a lot of PR work for the crypto companies, but is there anyone who's like reaching out to you to like help cover crypto that really doesn't know what they're talking about?
We talk to journalists every day, different types of journalists, whether they're in crypto, whether they're mainstream, because we're pitching them, you know, stories every day, and we're kind of keeping them ahead of the trends. We also have a newsletter called The Context, which we actually write more for a newsroom and for journalists. So if you want to check it out, you can check it out on yapglobal.com. So the context, what we do is we like touch on, you know, top three stories of the week to keep up with. But yeah, in terms of journalists, yeah, we some of them do reach out to us because they would be like, hey, what is, you know, what's the next thing or what's something that we should be looking out for, which we appreciate because we want to be that source for these journalists, not just to connect them with one of our clients, like that's one thing, but we like live and breathe crypto. We follow Twitter almost every day. So if you're maybe a journalist that maybe crypto's one part of your beat, but you're also covering finance, you're also covering tech, it's always good to kind of have that partner to be like, hey, okay, what should I be paying attention to? And then I've also, you know, I've had coffee catch outs with journalists that just really want to wrap their head around DAOs and DAO governance and how it works. So we are more than happy to do research chats, educational chats, because, yeah, a lot of the work my team does as well is educating the press. Because if we really want to educate people about crypto, the best way to do it is through educating the media. However, what we want to also say is we respect the editorial judgment and the editorial thinking behind these media publications and these journalists. So it's not like we want to do their job for them, but we're here to just support them with any questions that they have. Other things is also keeping up with the jargon. There's so much jargon in our industry. You know, things like, like cross-chain bridges, sharding, staking, all these things, right? Like, what do they mean? And it's like another language, basically. So we also started doing like a weekly glossary so that people know, or a glossary term, so that people know, okay, this is what EVM means. This is what layer two means. This is what yield farming actually means.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All these terms.
That's awesome. I love the education aspect of it. And I love the way you kind of twisted the words there. We respect your editorial process and we're here to support with whatever you need. That's like the nicest way of calling someone an idiot that I've ever heard. I got to learn. That's amazing.
That's calm speak, but no, I don't mean that. we really don't want to. I mean, we can. I mean, we acknowledge we are PR people. I don't claim to be. I used to be a journalist. I like to think like journalists. I like to be ahead of them, but don't claim to be one.
What are some of your favorite Twitter accounts to follow?
Oh,
besides that Crypto 101 Pod, of course.
Yeah, Crypto 101 Pod.
The king of memes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, good question. I think it's quite revealing, but I really can't think it, but let me just like go on my Twitter right now and be like, okay, who pops up? I just like to follow, you know, like obviously the founders that we work with, like, you know, like Nick Johnson, love following him. I follow a lot of journalists, so I like following journalists, of course, because we need to see what they're covering. I know it's like very like saucy, but I really, really like Autism Capital because I feel like they break a lot of stories.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't know where they get the information, but I've been following them a lot lately. It comes in like, you know, there's different seasons. Like, you know, there's certain like people that you're like, oh, I really want to know what they're like tweeting and covering right now. So yeah, those people.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of our listeners that maybe aren't very connected to crypto Twitter, and I want to give them some good accounts to follow. One of my favorites is 2-Bit Idiot, Ryan Selkis from Masari. Yeah,
I would put that on my top follows as well because he's always putting out these reports, data points. He's put out 2023 thesis, crypto thesis. So yeah, appreciate him.
Yeah, him and also Rekt Capital. REKT Capital is another really good one.
Yeah, they're the ones that like have the. Oh, wait, Rekt Capital or Rekt HQ?
Rekt Capital.
Rekt Capital, okay, different. Okay. There's also Rekt HQ that.
Maybe that's the handle. I'm not sure if it's the same thing or not.
Oh, no, they're different things. So Rekt Capital is another one. Okay. It's a trader analyst.
Yeah, Rekt Capital does trading stuff. But between Ryan's on chain analysis and Rekt Capital's market analysis. Like, if you only had two things to follow, like, that would be pretty good coverage. And then you've got Zach ZBT doing his investigative journalism, uncovering all kinds of stuff that's going on underneath the hood. Just those three years. I mean, if there was a crypto Twitter awards, like, I think they'd be nominated every year.
And Mario, we had Mario Nuffall on the podcast a couple weeks
ago. Oh, yeah.
He covered the SBF stuff on Twitter, like, you know, like nobody else did.
And really. The Twitter files and Hunter Biden, like literally everything. He's become basically the Larry King of Twitter.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Interesting.
And for memes in the finance space, you got to check out Ramp Capital.
General
memes and funny. That guy's great.
Yeah, the thing about crypto Twitter is so many different like pockets of the space now. It's big, actually.
Yeah, and you really got to take time. You got to take time to digest the different feeds, because some people are strictly breaking news. Some people are informational based and education, and some people are strictly funny. But then there's others that kind of blur the line sometimes and like to get, you know, people riled up with words. And if you don't really break down and study their feed, you might think they're 100% serious all the time and they're really just trying to poke buttons.
Yeah, you definitely have to be strategic with how long you spend on Twitter. Because it's like there's a point where it's like it's productive to a certain extent where you're getting the news of the day. And then after a while, you're like, then you might get sucked into this like thread or meme and you're like, all right, it's time to get back to work.
Exactly.
What is the best approach to Twitter in your opinion, Samantha? Is it just putting out really informative content? Is it being a reply guy and being in everyone else's threads to get attention? Is it just being funny and entertaining? Is it a combination? You know, how would you coach someone into being a better Twitter tweeter, twatter, whatever?
Yeah, you know, I'm on the messaging and comm side, which is what is more of my bread and butter. I wouldn't say I'm an expert on like Twitter management, but what I've seen work is, well, first it depends on the voice and what you want to get across. So yeah, it also depends on your mission, right? If you're building, you know, a layer two solution, and you know, you need people to learn and understand it, like educational threads work, you know, in terms of like who you reply to or what you engage in, it has to also make sense for your brand. If it doesn't, then, you know, that might not be productive use of your time. So I think it starts really by thinking about, okay, what message do you want to get across? What story do you want to tell? And yeah, like for me personally, like I tweet more about, PR tips, you know, what I see in the industry trends. And I just hope that's useful to my followers. But yeah, it has to be a dedicated strategy. And I know there are people who actually hire, some people hire like an external person to tweet for them, like a ghost tweeter. I depends how you want to, like why you want to grow your Twitter following. You also have to have a reason for why you want to grow that.
Tebow's taken over our social media since he's come on, and it's really been a refreshing voice. Cool. Before that, we really, really neglected it. And he's come in like a house of fire with just entertainment, gifts, memes, and really adding a whole new dimension to the educational focus that we've got over here. Because education isn't sexy. It's not fun. I mean, it's, I got to digest all this stuff that's really, really complicated. But it doesn't have to be. And he's really been able to showcase that. And I think that's sometimes even more important, you know, in terms of building a community. You want it to be a fun place for people to gather and gather around.
Thanks, Pizza. Yeah, he's got some Twitter fingers here. I mean, even school has recess, right? So we're all about educating, but we're also entertainment. And to Samantha's point, it's all about the voice, right? So, you know, I pitched to you guys before I started doing it, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know all the in-depths of crypto and Web3, but what I can do is get you eyeballs. And what we kind of do is, you know, just try and get as many eyeballs as possible. And hopefully you click on our profile and then, you know, in our bio, we give a bio, right? That's your elevator pitch is, here's what we do. We're education. We've written a book. We have, you know, a podcast. And
That's kind of the approach that I took. I took us from, Samantha, can you give me a grade? Can you grade me? I took us from 10,000 Twitter impressions in August, and then I started in September, brought us to 300,000, and then in October, I got us to 1.3 million. So could you
give me a that's grade? Great. I don't think I am qualified to give you a grade. I think that's outstanding. I think that's like a 10 out of 10 if you've like more than,
It was easy to do between Elon buying Twitter and SBF, but
Wow. It's do think that it's good that you're thinking about the tone and if you're, so maybe for a podcast, it makes sense to be more entertaining. Education doesn't need to just be, you know, boring long threads all the time. You can make it fun.
Yeah, but obviously respect the parent brand of what we represent at the same time.
Yeah.
We have a parent brand?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys, I'm your child. You guys are my parents. So you gotta know.
Geez.
Basically, you gotta know
you're screwed up.
You gotta know that you represent, you know, you're representing a brand. You can't go, you know, off the wall.
That's what they've been trying to tell me all this time. Well, good. Looks like that's the lesson I was supposed to learn today. Samantha, before we wrap up and let you go, what's one word of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners? One lesson that you've learned over your 5 years here in crypto that you want to impart on anyone who's new?
Yeah. I like to say that joining crypto or being in crypto is like being on like a fast moving train. Think of Japan's Shinkansen, one of the fastest trains, and you just need to get on, you just need to hang on. And it may feel overwhelming at times because you may be like, oh my gosh, I don't know, like I can't keep up, I don't understand everything, but that's okay. And the key thing I would say is understand the fundamentals. Bitcoin white paper is still very important, and then the next thing to that is understanding how Ethereum works. Once you have those fundamentals down pat, I think you can understand a good breadth of the different technologies that are building. So understand the Bitcoin, read the Bitcoin white paper, understand Ethereum. You can also read the Ethereum white paper. I think you should if you really want to understand the tech. And then everything else should be able to be like graspable. I don't know if that's the word. But you should be able to grasp it better.
Well said. Samantha, thank you so much for spending the last 40 minutes with us. It's been very enlightening and entertaining. And Tebow, thank you very much for co-hosting with me today. It's been a blast. Great questions. It's almost like you've done this podcast thing before somewhere else.
Nice work, Tebow.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure's all mine, I suppose. And we will be back with another great guest here at the Crypto 101 podcast in just a couple days. But until then, check us out at Crypto101Pod on Twitter and say hello.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Wondersuite.